My name is Claire Quinlan. I'm an early years educator, currently head teacher of a nursery school. My education experience is broad and varied, ranging from education in nurseries, primary schools, further education, community education, and within a national role in the supporting local authorities strategically.
So how do you think we should educate people in the future?
I think this question is huge, and the younger the children that you're involved with, the bigger the question is. I can't see the traditional school system continuing if we really question what education in the future will be about. We often get trapped in the everyday in school life, and we are unable to take on the broader context of what our education is all about. Therefore, we have to answer this question, we have to stand back. We have to step outside the confines of the system that we're in. Education, after all, is education for life, for the real world. And I often ask the question myself, do we do justice to this? Taking children out of the real world, putting them in an institution where we as adults feel we know what's best for them, what's best for families, what's best for parents, and how parents should engage in their children's lives. Therefore, we need to think about equipping children with the skills they need for the wider world. But what is the wider world? When I pose this question to myself, I'm always drawn to the work of the International Baccalaureate, where children are prepared for asking key questions in terms of what they need in terms of life, living, choices. And the programme encourages children to be inquirers, thinkers, communicators, risk takers, knowledgeable, principled, caring, open-minded, well-balanced and reflective. And I don't think any of us would dispute this, but it's how that process is gone about that is key to opening up the world for children. The most important and fundamental thing that I think we all need as people, because we talk about children all the time, but we forget sometimes that they are actually people, is resilience, to be a risk taker, to be an inquirer, to ask critical questions, to be creative and innovative. Does our current education really support children in doing that? I think not.
So what do you think we need to be doing now to enable the kind of future education that we need? Do we need to have some kind of transition period? We've obviously got a very entrenched system happening now, and we can't sort of dismantle it overnight. So what do you think we need to be doing now to enable this kind of future education?
I think we have to look at, for example, children's centre work, which has been dabbled in for some time now. We get wrapped up in measuring things that are not easily measurable. And we need to look at what are the key aspects of children's centre work that support both parents and children for their future lives. So the engagement of parents in the learning process is really important. It is going on, but it's not necessarily wholly supported in the way that it could be. And obviously government funding limits what we're doing. So, you know, that aspect of funding and politics that is so wrapped up in education really needs to be untangled. And to do the best for our children, we have to step outside of that and be challenge what's going on in schools and open people's eyes to the significant impact of children's centre work in terms of building positive relationships with parents, children, and values and attitudes that can be supported through the intimate kind of work that can go on with parents to support parents' education hand in hand with their children's education in the very non-threatening environment of children's centre work.